Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Transportation Committee to order. It's April 17, 2018. Time is 1:30 on the dot by the old trusty 120-year-old clock. Members present are Senator Wilson, Senator Egan, Senator Bishop, and myself, Stedman. We do have a quorum. We have two items on the agenda today for the committee's review. First up is going to be combined vehicle loads, which is House Bill 259 by Representative Stutes, followed by a review of HB 82, off-highway driver's license, by Representative Tompkins. And these will come up under bills previously heard. And we are going to stand at ease for a few minutes while we wait the presence of the House sponsors. We are at ease. Back on the record, if we can have the bill sponsor representative come forward. We have an act relating to vehicle registration. Excuse me. We have House Bill 259, an act relating to containing and confining loads being transported on a highway. We previously heard this bill. SB 46 was previously heard on the 3rd of April, 2018. There is a CS. May I have a motion to adopt the CS?
Mr. Chairman, did you have a motion?
No,
Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move the committee substitute for the CS for House Bill number 259, version 30-LS0917 / Sierra.
Okay, we have a motion to adopt the CS. Do we have objection to the? I will object. For discussion purposes, we have our trusty committee aide come forward. If he could explain the CS to us, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, David Scott, Staff of Senator Stedman. The only change made to the CS version S in front of you is on page 2, lines 17 and 18, which was added. It exempts commercial motor vehicles who are subject to federal motor vehicle carrier cargo securement standards implemented through the state or federal law.
Do you have any questions?
No, just a comment. Mr.
Yeah, go ahead.
I concur with that. Commercial motor vehicles already has a federal standard, CFR 4949, for commercial motor vehicles, and it's a good bill. It's a good standard.
Okay. Do you have any comments from the bill representative on the adoption of the CS? You can identify yourself first, the record, please.
Through the chair, Matt Greening, staff to Representative Louise Stutes. No, we thank the chair for hearing the bill and for forwarding along in the process, if it's the will of the committee.
We're making it better. We're making it better?
Yes, sir.
Attaboy. I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. We have further objections for the adoption of the CS. Seeing none, the CS is now adopted. Do we... Would the committee's or the bill sponsor please address the bill, remind the committee what it is, and for those watching at home, what this bill does as it is under version S.
Through the chair, again for the record, Matt Greening, staff to Representative Louise Stutes. Yes, this bill, it updates our confined load statutes to include other materials besides sand, dirt, rock, and gravel. It establishes possible criminal penalties if somebody with criminal negligence fails to secure a load and it results in a serious physical injury of another person. And likewise, that would be a Class A misdemeanor. It would be a Class B misdemeanor if with criminal negligence you failed to secure a load and it resulted in $5,000 or more in property damage. The other offenses in the bill would be sliding scales fines for any other circumstance. So the only way you can end up with a misdemeanor under the bill is either the criminal negligence, serious physical injury, criminal negligence, or $5,000 or more in property damage. And there's a number of exemptions in the bill that deal with municipal vehicles that are maintaining the roadway for traction, the natural accumulation of snow, dirt, ice, mud, and similar materials, the newly added exemption for those regulated under the federal commercial motor vehicle standards. And I would be happy to go into the bill in more detail, but that is essentially what the bill does.
Do we have any questions on the legislation in front of us? Okay, seeing none, we've previously had public hearing. What's the will of the committee, Senator Egan?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move CS for Hospital 259, Transportation 30L0917/S.
LS, yeah.
LS.
With individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Right.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee, the CS from committee with individual recommendations, attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move this bill from committee to the next committee of referral. Next up, HB 82, an act relating to vehicle registration, relating to off-highway restriction areas and relating to vehicle liability insurance. SB 82 was previously heard on the 1st of March. And if we could have, we have possible amendments, if we could have a quick overview by the bill sponsor. You can come forward, tell us what this bill is. Introduce yourself for the record, who you represent.
Thank you, Chair Stedman. For the record, Jonathan Christ Tompkins, Representative District 35, Southeast Islands. And House Bill 82 clarifies the eligibility criteria for the off-highway driver's license program, which has been around in Alaska for several decades. And four, five, 6 years ago, something like that, a couple of communities that for several decades had been eligible for this program got knocked off the eligibility list because of a new DMV interpretation of eligibility, creating a lot of confusion and in those communities, since things have been one way for a long time and then they became different. And upon looking into it more, saw that there was an opportunity to tighten up and clarify what the eligibility criteria were, which is the genesis of House Bill 82.
Okay. We've mentioned before, we've previously had a hearing on this March 1st. We have amendments. Senator Wilson?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Senator Wilson, you have one amendment or two amendments or three amendments or four amendments. What do we have today?
Right now, Mr. Chair, just one amendment.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move amendment 30-LS036/JA2.
We'll just refer to that as amendment number one.
Amendment one.
I will object for discussion. Senator Wilson, what does this amendment do?
Yes, Mr. Chair. This amendment deletes all material on page 5, lines 1 through 18, renumbers those sections accordingly, and on page 5, line 20, deletes and inserts section 7, AS 28.22.011A and 28.22.011 are repealed. With this amendment, Mr. Chair, it requires the off-road the exemption for off-road motorists to require vehicle insurance. We have several hundred communities that could qualify for off-road license insurance. I believe in the bill's packet, it had about over 128 vehicles that they've listed, just as an example of folks that have these type of licensure requirements. And with the tourist season coming up and with folks that may be off-road vehicles, let's say for Southeast, that have cruise ships to those destinations, those vehicles that folks are getting off the highway, they may want to, some motorists in the community may want to become transportation network companies while they already have insurance, so the folks driving around town may not We're just trying to make sure that everyone's lives are valued equally throughout the state of Alaska. Property damage and assessments and those type of liabilities are levied equally throughout the state of Alaska. And it's not requiring, it just requires a vehicle to be insured. So anyone can insure a vehicle. It doesn't have to be the registered owner. If the owner of that vehicle gives permission for anyone to drive, there's that vehicle is still covered through the state requirements through insurance. And it also requires, it also gives the same coverage for, just like I said, just for the vehicle itself, and it can be done remotely without having to travel to get that done within town or going to the DMV.
Thank you, Senator Wilson. Do we have any initial questions from the committee members? Senator Egan, on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the amendment, Senator Wilson, what does that mean when you say everybody's included, but and then you included or remote? How do you apply remotely?
Senator Wilson, can you help us a little bit?
Yes. So right now, bill sponsor gave a packet to us that had 294 off-highway communities, and this would require those communities to comply with on-road communities, if you will, so places Juneau, Anchorage, Fairbanks, so also require them to be insured as well. So everyone is treated equally in terms of having coverage for insurance, vehicle, motorized vehicle insurance.
So you could apply remotely then?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, anyone, you can just call up your
somebody
insurance
somebody that doesn't have an agent.
Correct.
You based can, in their community, they can...
They can call any provider of their choice statewide to be covered through insurance.
Any other questions on the amendment?
Thank you.
Bill sponsor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm opposed to this amendment, mostly because I feel like it goes beyond the scope of the bill. I understand what the amendment sponsor is thinking. The bill seeks basically to tighten and clarify the eligibility criteria for this program. The question of whether insurance is required for people in villages in Alaska or not, that's sort of a long-standing but separate question that's been around for a couple of decades and wouldn't really want to open that up in this bill if it can be helped.
Okay. I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of the amendment. Any further objection to the adoption of the amendment number one? Seeing none, amendment number one is adopted. And I'll come back to the full bill as adopted from the bill sponsor. You want to go ahead and give us kind of a brief highlight again of what this bill does and as adopted and what your thoughts are?
Sure, Mr. Chair.
Put yourself on the record. Make sure I don't know if you did that initially.
I did initially, again, for the record, Representative Chris Tompkins, Southeast Alaska. This bill clarifies the eligibility criteria for the off-highway driver's license program. That will result in a couple of communities that had gotten knocked off the list 4, 5, 6 years ago, as I mentioned earlier, from being added back on. Working with the DMV, the initial process for which eligibility was determined could be revamped. So this bill is a product of those conversations with division. And now with the passage of Amendment Number 1, I believe this bill also requires everybody in all villages in Alaska also to have vehicle insurance, which I just want to make sure the committee is aware of that.
So do you support the bill?
I support the underlying bill. I have concerns about the amendment. I think probably most legislators from rural Alaska probably do too.
We have questions for the committee members on the bill? Okay. With that, we'll go ahead and set this bill aside, take it up for further review. We are adjourned.